When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Welcome back, Nation. It's time now for the audio celebration of the Cowboys game day that was. Can anything be salvaged for content entertainment? We're about to find out. I'm sure there were some great moments. And we'll Chuck and Chia Fowler about to tell you all about it. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here they are, Eric and Zach.
All right, the greatness and the highlights of a nine-hour Cowboys game day. Thanks to Ross Levinsky for pulling these. It's time for Little Two Guys, One Booth.
Well, we start in the pregame, ladies and gentlemen. We're shortly after we heard Brian and the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, just slobber all over each other for about 15 minutes, reminiscing, talking, no, you're a great guy. No, you're a great guy. No, you're a better person. No, you're a great human being, and I love you, and your football eye, and you're a scout, and you're the best, and you're a Hall of Famer, but you didn't get a gold jacket, but you did get a plaque. I love you. I love you back. After
This is what's so neat. I've now got to the point where every time we have Merrill on, I'm just going to make sure that Eric hears. I'm just going to go overly.
Honestly, thank God you jumped in because you're asking Merrill questions and he is giving one word
answers.
He's
giving me nothing.
Once he heard my voice,
it was awful.
He was excited.
He was like,
he
"Oh wow!"
He's like, "Oh, Brian, another Eagle there."
This guy, the guy that's interviewing me, is not a slappy. Yeah. Like he was thinking you're a slappy.
Yeah, well, he's right.
You gotta bleep yourself, Merrill.
He's totally right. But he is a sweet man.
Have you seen how they work in the booth?
It's bad looking.
It's crazy. Like the guy, they hold up. They throw like little cards at him.
They can't get his attention.
They can't get his attention, so they just fling the cards.
Whatever red zone, you know, like whatever the sponsorships are.
Yeah,
oh,
Dr. Pepper
bleep,
time red out. Zone.
Yeah, well, Merrill's not paying any attention to anything.
That's great. So you guys got to watch Merrill at work?
Yeah, we were right next to him at halftime.
Yeah, halftime,
before
right.
We go on.
His spotter looked older than him.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm not.
The spotter was much older. And I'll tell you what's, we talked about this, Detroit's group cheerleads the most.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Miller and company. They're
jumping up and down. Lomas Brown's
jumping. Attaboy butt slaps and everything.
Exactly.
I wonder how this Commanders broadcast crew is going to be this year. Because they've been celebrating pretty big,
too.
They have
been celebrating a lot.
They've been, like, yelling and screaming.
Yeah, act like you've been there before.
Yeah. No, they haven't.
Commander, show some class. All right, we pick it up here shortly after the slobber fest there between Merrill Reese and Broadus. We get to Jerry Jones in the owner's box. And here he is on his Cooper Rush scouting report. And after this analysis, you have to think he must have been so distraught after like the first 10 minutes of the game.
I think you'll see quick releases. His skill is his quickness of mind. We have always known that he reads it good. He leads his receivers good. I expect for us to be very effective with him today. It would surprise me if he's not effective.
It would surprise me if he's not effective. Now, in real time, I didn't even realize how funny it was of the things that he was saying about how it's his quickness of mind and all of that, just the yammering that he was doing. But I caught the "I will be surprised if we're not effective" in real time, and I was like, oh my gosh, boy. He can't be serious. Because that must have been as surprising as anything then. Because it was a truly god-awful performance. In the blink of an eye, he's fumbling a shotgun snap, and it's 2 yards at a time.
Mm. Yeah, it was brutal. It really was. It didn't look like the same player we'd ever seen start a couple of years ago. It was awful. All right, now everything's going wrong, but what more could go wrong for this football team?
This game, this week, calls to mind for me the old adage, never ask what else can go wrong, because the Cowboys are finding out.
Yeah, and that's just kind of how Brad was setting the table. And then here was Brad and Babe talking about, like, is there any path to victory for the Cowboys?
Alex Kemp is the referee today, and Babe, after the coin flip, then I want you to tell me the ways for the Cowboys to win this game. Because you always told me there's ways to win all
these. Can't you give me the ways Philly can win it? Can't you give me
that? Oh, I know those. I know those.
There's a handful of those.
Don't need more of those. I need ways the Cowboys could win it. Hey, defense played great for the first half until the final drive. Looked like maybe they were going to give you a chance, but the offense, my gosh, that was brutal. Can't wait for the TD Tuesday tomorrow.
I am looking forward
all
to TD Tuesday.
All the touchdowns the Cowboys had.
But watching Overshown play is a joy. Like, I was asking myself, is there anything that's really bringing me joy that's not just sort of dark humor, mm-hmm. laughing at the
sarcasm.
Yes, but Overshown is a he's a pillar of excellence.
He is.
He's a missile.
He really is. Now, Hurts and Barkley, they were running all over the place. And, I mean, I guess we know they're pretty good.
The Eagles have Jalen Hurts at quarterback, Saquon Barkley at running back. They both run pretty well.
Well said, Brad. Thank you.
I feel like, though, that to me, you did a really nice job against Barkley. They did. The Hurts runs were killer. You know, when you watch the tape, you're going to be a little bit disappointed of how Dallas gets three, four guys caught on one side of the field, and there's four covering three when there's nobody handling the quarterback. You know, there were some things. I think there was a couple of mix-ups that they had in this game that cost them some explosive plays, especially that run right before half that Hurts had.
Yeah. He had a couple of backbreakers with the scrambles, but he was running into pressure. He was running out of clean pockets at times. Like, he wasn't overly impressive. And the Eagles in general, I still think...
I think the Commanders are going to beat them on Thursday night.
Where's that game? Is that in... Do we know where that's being played?
Philadelphia, I believe.
In Philadelphia?
Yeah.
With the way they got to kind of rest up there in the fourth quarter, it might be advantage filthy, but I do expect the Commanders to still win the division. Nonetheless, we get to the... I meant to ask Brad about this in the pregame, about if he was going to acknowledge the tush push or if he would just go with quarterback sneak, but we got it early at the goal line.
Okay, tush push. Tush push. That's what they do, and Hurts has his ninth touchdown of the year. Sneaking right up the middle, touchdown, Philadelphia. The Cowboys, by the way, have three rushing touchdowns for the year. Jalen Hurts now has nine.
Wow.
Yeah, that was quite the stat of the day.
That's alarming. That's not good. Rico was having a hell of a stat day. Was on pace to run for 100 yards at halftime. Then they just decided, you know, we don't need to run the football with Rico Dowdle. Why would we? Why would
we have
that?
Zeke. But he did 1-2 punch.
Why would you want second and five?
I don't know.
When you could have second and eight.
Absolutely. And then third and seven. Maybe third and nine. If you end up losing a yard on that run, what you do right there? Let's get to Rico in the crevice.
The ball to Philadelphia, 41.
Tyler Smith, you know this, Brad, such a nice guy, but you don't want to mess with him. He's got a mean streak.
Hand off to Dowdle, bounces out to the left and picks up a first down around the 35. And Awesome Richards and Tyler Smith opened up a crevice for him. That was really nice.
Yeah, had some great runs there in the first half, man. And all these years later, it becomes painfully obvious why Jimmy left, you know?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you didn't,
oh gosh,
can you imagine what he would do if they're like, yeah, you're playing Zeke, and then after Zeke fumbles it on the goal line, they're like, yep, keep playing Zeke. No self-respect.
I mean, the ghost of Jimmy Johnson, they haven't won a game since he was inducted in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah. Well, and especially with the late to meetings and all that kind of stuff that has gone down as well. It's not even like, hey, this guy's our workhorse. He's our team leader.
That's on the general manager.
Yeah, for
sure. That's on the general manager that you can go through all that and have all the things that happen, you know, before that Atlanta game and then all of us act like everything's just okay and we're fine and dandy. No.
No, not at all. I do think it was a good usage there of the crevice word by Brad.
Yeah. I love the word crevice.
It's not every Sunday. I bet that we might have been the only broadcast yesterday to drop a crevice in there. So shout out to Brad for that.
Crevice.
And how about Awesome Richards? Brought us. Is it crazy to start pondering ideas of Guyton's a right tackle and Awesome Richards is your left tackle?
I liked what I saw just out of the blocks for Awesome Richards. Awesome Richards kind of feel like that he likes playing guard better than he likes playing tackle, but I'll tell you what, he held up pretty darn well for you yesterday. I like it as a possibility of going forward, and I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, maybe seeing some more opportunities of him out there.
I would like to see more opportunities for Babe Laufenberg to just answer the damn question.
Cowboys need this, though, 3rd and 4.
Dowdle has 5 carries and 26 yards in the first quarter. 4 downs or kicks field goal?
I think it's Hunter Lipke time.
Oh,
he's back there.
Did not answer the question. Shotgun rush with Lipke on his right.
Pivot.
Don't shy away from it.
No, just tell us what you think, babe. That's what you're there for.
When in doubt, go to Lipke though.
Just obviously.
I do like the mindset there.
How'd you like the Lipke orbit motion?
I like the Lipke orbit motion. How about that?
All the other teams in the league are using like Hill.
But we're going Hunter Lipke. The element of surprise.
St. Brown. We've got Hunter Lipke running orbit motion.
The only way it could have been funnier if it was Scooney.
No, that would have been great. Or they were span forward even. Span I don't know if span forward would have been able to do it in time. Would have had a flag for delay of game. Let's get to the GoFundMe conversation.
The only old audience.
Here we go. The Philadelphia fans, when Dallas Goedert was drafted, started a GoFundMe page for him to change his name from Dallas. They didn't want
you
to
have to admire their passion.
Dallas.
Not much else, but they do have passion.
That'd be like funny. That. I wonder how much money it'd take to be Philly Goddard.
Yeah.
Kind of a cool name, too.
Philly Goddard.
Yeah.
Eagle.
Like Eagle Goddard.
Eagle Goddard. Yeah. Something like that.
I think Eagle's pretty strong.
Eagle.
It's a good name.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think, geez.
Have you ever met anybody named Eagle?
Grand. No. But that's why I think it's strong.
Is there anybody named Eagle?
Ian.
Eagle. There's the last name.
That's the last name. Yeah.
Met some Hawks.
Yeah.
I met some Hawks.
Ooh, Hawks, Tony.
Hawks a good first
Hawk
name.
Hawk Tua.
Yeah, Hawk Tua.
I think I'd rather be Eagle.
Than Hawk?
Yeah.
This sounds more majestic.
Here is, speaking of majestic, here's Brad and Babe talking about the wonderful body of Zach Martin.
He did.
Well, he's beat up, isn't he?
I mean, he has a bad shoulder, ankle, back.
Let's do it this way. What are the good parts of his body right now?
One or two that we really don't need to mention is my guess, but.
And then does that just continue on to part two?
Yeah, I believe they pick it up right there.
And you'd mentioned Cowboys All-Pro right guard Zach Martin, slow to come to the sideline. Not his shoulder this time, left thigh, left glute. Dr. Casper, the chiropractor's working with him now.
Thank you, Christy. Those would have been a couple of the areas you asked what's not heard on Zach. I might have said those.
Well, we're down a couple more.
Don't make a practice of talking about his glutes very much, but nonetheless.
He's gutting it out, man.
He really is. Yeah, he's dealing with a literal pain in the ass, but he's still showing up. And that's more than you can say about Tyler Guyton right now. Here's more with Brad, Babe, and the legendary Christy Scales.
You just told us, Zach Martin, bad back, shoulder, glute, hamstring. Who's subbing in for him right now?
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody.
Zach nobody Martin. Subs yeah. for Zach Martin.
Yeah. Zach Martin subs for Zach Martin.
It's just a flesh wound, he said, to the doctors.
It's merely a flesh wound.
I love that. We could turn Zach Martin into a bit of a Chuck Norris character.
Yeah.
We can start building the mythology around him.
Nobody. Then there's only one push on the tush.
They will only push one tush.
Oh.
That was it, huh?
Both tushes.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure if Jalen like slapped one cheek before the snap to let the guy know like where he wanted it to go.
Mm. Two cheeks, one tush. I think
my gosh, that's good.
Hey, if you wanted to, the Stars might outscore the Cowboys. They're already up 5-0 in the first period.
There we go.
They got a chance to outscore what the Dallas Cowboys did yesterday.
Oh, please. That would be awesome. We can play a Stars highlight for TD Tuesday instead of the Cowboys tomorrow.
That would be good.
Well, I do have what I believe to be the Cowboys take of the day, and it was brought to us by Mike Bassick in the segment opener with KNC today. We love like position flex and a guy that's versatile, and he's seeing something here. I wonder if Broadus' scout's eye kind of sees it the same way.
So number 21, that guy Carson.
Yes.
All right, he gets complete and total separation from the wide receivers. What if he's really a receiver who just gets unbelievable separation from the person that he's supposed to be near?
Because that's not what we want as a defensive back.
I change him to wide receiver. So this week, Carson is now a wide receiver. Tolbert is like glue on cornerbacks. They are stuck to each other. You would think that they were twins, though, how close they are at all times. Why not move Tolbert to cornerback next game and be like, look, just act like you're a receiver. You get no separation. That's your job as a corner. And then Carson, you go, you get 5-yard separation every time. So maybe let's run around and see if you can get that 5-yard separation, because that would be unbelievable. So maybe you switch a wide receiver to corner and a corner to wide receiver, and you've solved a couple of problems.
The old switcheroo.
There you go.
Wow.
Mike did it,
Mike's
man.
On to something.
Okay.
Because Jalen Tolbert can't be worse as a cornerback than he is as a receiver. Let's be honest. Like, you can't be worse. So you try it and see. And maybe it is as bad. And then maybe the kid Carson, I know he's a young guy. You hope he gets better, but
I do.
Like maybe he's not a cornerback.
I don't know if Bassick really hopes he gets better, but I thought that was a pretty good.
Terrific. He was in his bag.
Yeah, he was. And that was to start the program this morning.
You knew which direction they were going, didn't you?
He was on fire from the jump.
Yeah.
You know, super fan Mike Bassick, who would fly off the rails with his rants about how much he hated this team, was greatness. But I don't care. Mike Bassick might be even better content somehow. I'm not sure. They might just be tied for number one in my mind.
He's leveled up, and I didn't think it was possible.
Well, thank you, guys. Two guys, one booth every Monday here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, it'll be time to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking. Cowboys Hours coming up at 7 o'clock. Malik Hooker to join Brad Sham, and we're back to set it all up next in the Nation.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.